Topic 4.2, back to AS biology. Compare the ultrastructure of plant cells, cell wall, chloroplasts, amyloplasts, vacuole, tonoplast, plasmodesmata, pits and middle lamella with that of animal cells. So you should remember from GCSE that all of those things, or many of those that you would have done at GCSE, are found in plant cells but not in animal cells. The vacuole itself is surrounded by the tonoplast, that's the membrane that contains the vacuole. There are starch grains or amyloplasts inside the chloroplast. You'll find an awful lot of starch grains externally as well in things like the potato, carbohydrate storage apparatus. The plasmodesmata and pits connect the cells together. Okay, the plasmodesmata are regions where the cytoplasm is joined between one cell and the next. The pit is a thinning of the cell wall and a lack of secondary cell wall itself. The middle lamella is a layer of calcium and magnesium pectate which holds together two adjacent cell walls. You may have to compare and contrast the structures between animal and plant cells. You will certainly have to describe the difference between the eukaryotic cells and their prokaryotic cousins, the bacteria and the archaea. The chloroplast is one of the most obvious organelles that's only found in a plant. You will be studying this in more detail when you do topic 5 in A2, but it contains structures called thylakoid membranes, and this is where the light dependent part of photosynthesis takes place. You'll see these stacks that are referred to as grana, and the bits in the middle, the long layers, are referred to as lamellae. Plasmodesmata allow nutrients to follow the symplastic pathway. You'll be looking at that when we cover how nutrients, how minerals and water travel from the roots to the xylem. Often the plasmodesmata have endoplasmic reticulum that can pass through the primary pit field, allowing a full exchange of nutrients. In pits, however, the primary cell wall is present. That's pretty much it, actually. Compare, contrast these. Look as well at the similarities between animal and plant cells. They both have endoplasmic reticulum. They both have Golgi. They both have ribosomes. They both have a large, well-formed nucleus that's enclosed by a membrane. They both have mitochondria. They both have a partially permeable cell membrane. Where they differ is in these specialist structures that just plant cells have.